We're living in the fifth dimensional consciousness where we are creating our reality faster than we can imagine. And 95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious programming. Imagine how your life will be when that 95% subconscious programming is set to attract, manifest, and create everything you desire. Would you like help to change yours? Join Tamara Oviatt in Living in Fifth Dimensional Consciousness here on OM Times every week, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming process that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Join her now for Living in the Fifth Dimensional Consciousness.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tamara Oviatt, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned over the last 20 years of my spiritual awakening to hopefully help you to be in your power to live on planet Earth and really create the life you desire. Planet Earth is a school. It truly is. It's a school where we come to learn to use our power and to use our energy and to use our ability to create. And a lot of people are creating suffering for themselves. And that's easy to do. Creating suffering and being in suffering and being in lack and being in limitations and being in struggle is super easy. No problem. It's a huge collective consciousness. It's fed daily by everybody's thoughts and fears, continually put that information in there of fear, 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 fear. Somebody's going to come and save us. We have no power. I have a brother that is waiting. He's waiting. There's always a different date on when everything's going to end and he's going to be taken out of here. And this is how he lives his life. And he's such a brilliant, amazing man. And it's so sad to watch him go through these struggles. And when I talk to some of you, the struggles you're going through, they're really difficult and they're really real for you. And I understand they're real for you. I get that because they are. Because you're creating it. You're creating that lack. You're creating the suffering. You're creating the disease. You're creating homelessness or struggle to survive. And trust me, what's going on this planet right now, it's really easy to be in that energy. And it takes work to get out of that energy. You have to work on yourself. And if you're waking up in the morning and going into struggle, going into how am I going to do it? I don't have enough. I'm scared. I'm afraid of getting sick. When you focus on all those things, that's how you're creating your day. And it's really easy to create your day that way because that's how you've been programmed to do it. The collective consciousness on these energies are so strong. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to do it. You can live a life of heaven on earth. And really, that's what we have to do, because I truly believe heaven on earth is right here, right where we are. We're in it and we're creating it. And we're creating it for ourselves and we're creating it for the planet, whatever we're putting our energy into. So you have to choose where you put your energy. You have to work on yourself. There's a lot of modalities out there to help you. I'm here to help you. I have 500 activations on my website. I have tons of free stuff on YouTube and my website to help you shift your life. And it happens magically because it shifts your subconscious programming for you. So magically, your life just starts getting better. But it's not magic because you have got to listen. You have got to set time aside and work on yourself every single day to create the life you desire. Because if you're just going with the flow, oh, look what happened now. Well, look what happened now. Look what's going on out there. That's what you're creating. And that's where your focus goes. And when your focus goes there, you're not here. You need to be here. You know, in 2012, when I was receiving sacred activations, I spent 3 months alone in Italy and spoke to a lot of guides, a lot of masters from different planets, from ones we know here. You know, all of those were coming to me and teaching me. And one of the visions I got when I was sitting there is that there was chaos all around, and I was sitting in peace. And I was sitting there in peace, and there was chaos everywhere. And I was told that's all you have to do. And trust me, I was caught up in the chaos. I was caught up in lack and limitation, suffering, loneliness, fear. And it took a lot of work, took a lot of time to change all of that. But I did it because I kept doing it because there was no choice. I had to change because I was in so much sadness. You know, in 2001, I wanted to leave the planet. I was over it. I was in the dark night of the soul. I was there. And the only thing that kept me on the planet at that time was my kids. That was it. If it wasn't for them, I would have left. And I'm so thankful I didn't. And I want to say this to you, because if you're going through this, there's a lot of people on the planet right now that would like to just leave, and they're overwhelmed. I get it. I've been there. I've been that person. And I started working on myself. I started taking hypnosis classes. I started doing guided meditations. And then later on, when I had a good job, I started doing NLP training and hypnosis and learning all these different skills. And then I learned how to talk to my spirit guide, and that changed my life. And then I started teaching people how to talk to theirs. And that's what I'm here to help you do now, is to help you shift your subconscious belief systems so that you can be creating the life you desire. Because you can do it, and you are in control of what you do in your life. You are in control of what you create. You are in control of your life. It's all up to you. Nobody out there is going to save you. Well, there's angels, there's amazing people that come in and save us and help us. I get that. But we have got to use our own power to create the life we desire. And to only focus on that and not get sidetracked out in the world of things that are going on. I heard from one of my other brothers today that there's a lot of homelessness where he lives and just a lot of chaos on the streets. And he was asking me if that was happening here. And I said, no, I live in total peace here. It's beautiful. But the reason I'm saying that is because there's so many things to distract you and get you sucked into. And they are very, very real. They're very, very real in our matrix. They're very, very real in our holodeck that we've created. And these are choices you can make to plug into those. Or you can send love and send yourself love and peace. And it's so important. You know, it's taken me years to really realize. I mean, I have always known I'm about peace, and I'm all about peace. And I've always, my focus has always been peace on earth. That's always been my focus. And through the years, I've learned that really it's the peace within me that I have to achieve. And it's taken a lot of work. I've done it. I'm in peace 99% of the time. That's pretty good. Because again, like what I said a little while ago, is like heaven or hell, and we're creating it right here. You're creating your hell right here. You're living in hell right here. Oh, that was one of my, that was my 11th activation I ever received. It was in Italy. And I was at a restaurant overlooking the cliffs. I mean, it was really a miracle, these experiences I had and how I got to Italy. And I was sitting there and I said, God, what's the 11th activation? And I heard, you're living in hell. And I said, well, that's no activation I want. And when I went back to my apartment, I heard Lord Metatron say to me, would you like to let that go? And I said, yes, please. And all of these chains and these cords, I saw them coming off of my energy field and they were being released. And I used to always have this pain in my back, in the center of my back, right where my heart chakra is. And that's your heart chakra and your energy system for the world and for world love. And it was always very painful. As a matter of fact, when I get massages, I wouldn't let them touch in that area. How funny is that? And it was gone. A couple days later, I noticed it was gone. And I went, oh my God, that's gone. And that energy of holding that suffering for war and killings and suffering on the planet, I used to hold that inside of me and I let that go. And when I let that go, I felt so much easier about, I mean, how do I say that? Not to have to save the world, but actually it's shifted and it's all about helping as many people as I possibly can to clear their subconscious belief systems so that you can create a life you desire. So my desire is to help you. If you're reading this today or you're listening to this, it's to help you shift your subconscious belief systems. And that's why I started my show on OM. So that whoever you are, whatever budget you're on, if you come in weekly, I'm doing sacred activations on these calls for you. At the end of the call, even if I have guests, if you wait until at the end of the call, I am doing sacred activations. And when I have guests, I'm running the sacred activations that came up for me that I heard while my guest was talking. And I'll write them down. And so before the show, I'm never going to be able to tell you what activations are going to be ran on that day because I'll know when the show happens. Just like today, I will know at the end of this what activations I'll be sharing with you. So the reason I've shared that, that activation is called Heaven on Earth, and it releases you that and helps you release those belief systems of really living in hell, because we do create our hell. And I teach a Akashic Records class where I take people into heaven and hell. And what I discovered doing that is that they're at the same level. And then I've realized really it's right here. It's right where we're at, and we're creating it right here every day. So some of us are in a little bit of heaven and some of us are in a little bit of hell, but it's all right here. In 2019, I was in Mexico and I was doing a 3-day silent retreat for myself. And what happened during that is Torth came to me. And he told me he wanted to take me to hell. And I told him no. And he said, and this happened over a couple of days. Okay, this wasn't just all happening instantly like this. Because I'm really good at arguing when I'm told to do something by spirit. And he said, if nothing can harm you, if you're everything and nothing can harm you, how could you be harmed in hell? I want you to come to hell with me. And before that, I was hearing, if you want to be light, you have to also know about dark. And it's like, that's nothing I want to know about. But it's also to master light, you have to understand the darkness. And that's true, because that's exactly what we create from the darkness, right? Or that separation energy. Anyway, so he took me into hell. And I saw these people repeating things that they felt guilty about. And that there was no lock, there was no key. They could leave anytime they were ready to. And that holds true for us today, right here and right now, is you can leave the hell you're creating for yourself, the hell you're living in, and start living on heaven on earth, because it's all right here. It's not out there somewhere. And the person to save you is you. People like me can help you, but you have to do the work. You have to save yourself. So many people are out there waiting to be saved and not standing in their own power and creating the life that they desire. Or you're caught up in the news, or you're caught up in the conflict, or you're caught up in the conspiracy theories, on the other side, and everybody is sending you fear, 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 fear. Do this before the money collapses. Do this before this. Do this before this. Do this before this. And what happens when you focus on those and you give them your attention, any of it, whichever way you're looking, it takes the energy out of you. So you're not able to focus on yourself. Do you understand? So when you put your focus out there at all the different programs that are happening, you take your focus out of here. And where is the temple of God? What do they teach you? The temple of God is in here. So what you have to focus on is in here. Everything is inside of you. Everything. There's nothing out there. Everything you are creating and you see in the world, you have created from yourself. Yeah, sure, collective consciousness. Absolutely. But you can change your subconsciousness. You can change what you believe in. You can change what you focus on. You can do it. You can reprogram those programs that are running your life. You have the capability to do that. Excuse me. You and only you can create the life you desire. You are the writer, you are the actor, and you are the producer. And everybody that is a main character or a background character in your movie is created by you. I have noticed with my husband that he totally mirrors me. When I'm in something, he mirrors it back to me. And every time he's mirrored something to me out of frustration, I work on myself. I don't go tell him he's wrong. I look at myself, okay, why am I creating this situation? And I change it. And when I change it, he mirrors that back to me. It took us a little while, but we get along fantastic. And we're together 24/7. And we get along really, really well. Because anytime I've ever had a problem, I'm not saying it was like that at the beginning, it wasn't. But I would go work on myself. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is because if you're having a hard time in relationships at work, with spouse, with children, with family members, with friends, with the world, go work on yourself. Go clear those belief systems out of your subconscious programming, so that you can have peaceful, loving, happy relationships. And that's what happens. Everything shifts for you. I don't live in the chaos of the world. I have created my heaven on earth. I live with my soulmate, a man I love very much. I've never loved anybody more than him. We met 26 years ago. We came back together 2.5 years ago. We recently got married. We live in Yucatan, Mexico on the beach. Life is good. We eat really good, clean, lovely food. Fantastic environment. We're surrounded by loving, kind people. So when my brother sent me that message this morning about what's going on there, I had no clue. Because it's not in my little bubble. And you might want to judge me for that. Why don't you know? That's not my bubble. I'm creating my heaven on earth. And my heaven on earth is living the way I'm living. I can't think of anything better or any other place I'd rather be. And it took me work to get here. And what I mean by work, I mean by mental work. I mean about clearing my subconscious belief systems. I mean about taking care of my mental health. Because when sacred activations began in 2012 in England, I went over there with $200 in my account. I became a full-time healer after having a really good secure job, and I fell flat on my butt because of all my belief systems. And when I received sacred activations, they started shifting my belief systems. And look where I'm at now, 11 years later. And instantly, I started living better when I started working on my subconscious programming with sacred activations. You don't have to have all those to create, though. I created before I had those, good and bad. I created myself a lot of hell, and I created myself a lot of heaven. So what are you doing? What are you creating for yourself, for your family, for your life? Are you creating heaven or hell? I invite you into heaven. There's no lock on the energy of hell. It's all right here. You are not being punished. You're punishing yourself. You have to walk yourself through those gates. You have to every day focus on what you desire to create in your life and in the world. It's not all about you, of course, but it's not all about the world. Because if you just focus on the world, you get lost. You don't know who you are anymore. You've got to focus on yourself and heal yourself. And of course, do good in the world. But if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not supporting yourself, how can you be of service to anyone else? You can't be. You're just sucked in and feeding the energy of the fear and the anger and the suffering. That's what you're doing. So what do you want to do? Do you want to send your energy into the love, peace, joy, and happiness? Abundance, health, love, fun? Or do you want to put your energy into lack, limitation, hate, anger, judgment, jealousy? Which one sounds like more fun? There's a lot of belief systems out there that to be close to God, you have to suffer. That's not true. Or if you make a lot of money, then you'll forget about everybody else and you won't do what you're supposed to do. That's not true. Money just makes things easier. That's what money is. Money is energy. It's all energy. So if you're focusing on not enough, then you're going to have not enough. If you focus on abundance and there's plenty, you will create that. It's not about fighting about what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. That's what this is all about. This is how I'm here to help you. This is how I'm here in service to you, to help you become a better you, because it's all about you. You are the creator of your life. You're the creator of this planet. You're the complete creator of this world. It's all you. This is all for you. This is all for your learning. You have the power to create anything. You have the power to go through mountains. You have the power to create anything you desire. Don't think that anybody on this planet is any more powerful than you, because they're not. It's impossible to be more powerful than you, because you are the creator of this. You are part of everything. You are part of the collective consciousness that is going to send you all that fear, lack, limitations, disease programs. They're all out there for you. But so are the programs of peace, love, joy, happiness, abundance, and health. Those are also all available for you. I want you to take a deep, big, deep breath and write down 30 things you would like to change in your life. And then every day, I want you to clear one of them. Go into your subconscious and clear it. and then replace it with a program of peace, love, joy, and happiness. You can do that. We're going to commercial break right now. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life: money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour, if we could find a way to get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I really wanted to get across how important it is for you to take time for you, to work on you, to work on your creation and what you're creating. There's a lot of support out there, but you have to take steps to do it. And I hope you do, because really the critical mass to change the world is really low. And how we change the world is changing ourselves. We truly have to be in peace within ourselves and not be caught up in the matrix, not be caught up in the programs that are being thrown at you, not to get caught up in the suffering, not to get caught up in the pain, to focus on centering yourself, sending yourself love, and sending the world love. And when you see a disaster or something, send it love. Don't go, oh my God, what's going on? Just send love, because you have the power to change it. You have the power to see and make changes on this planet, even ones you don't see. Because when you work on yourself and you send love out and you send love to yourself, it goes through the collective consciousness, because we're truly all connected. So when we keep sending out that love and we keep sending out the consciousness of abundance, of health, of joy, happiness, of love, it affects the whole planet. And Greg Braden says the square root of 1%, you know, that's under 9,000 people. But it's not out there fighting. You can't fight for peace. Do you understand? You can't. So when you're putting your energy into that, you're, if it's anger or it's fear, you're creating that and you're supporting that energy. So when you catch yourself doing that, shift your mind and think about something else. I'm going to run a couple activations for you, and one of them is going to be polar opposite. And another one is heaven on earth. To help you shift this, the polar opposite activation, what it does is it clears the neuron lines. You know how you have certain thoughts that just go over and over and over again? Well, they create a really nice pathway in your neuron line. So it's so easy to run that. So what we're going to do is we're going to clear that, and it's going to shrink down and it's going to go into nothing. And then we're going to bring in the energy of peace, love, joy, and happiness, so that that thought process that used to run fear, lack, limitation, or whatever thoughts, feelings you were having will shift it, and it's going to change it so that you find yourself more in peace. You find yourself more in love. You find yourself more in happiness. So that thought process, it just disappears. It's truly amazing on what it does. So we are going to run that for you today. And all you have to do is think about whatever's coming up for you during that time. I just want to cover a couple more things. I really think I've said everything I want to say. It's all about you, and you are important. So if you think you're not important, you got to work on yourself, because you are important. You do matter. What you do matters to the whole world, because we are all connected. Your energy is part of all of us. So how you treat yourself and how you treat others affects the whole world. So Greg Braden's back to that, under 9,000 people. It's about just focusing on peace within you. That's all it's about. And things are shifting really fast. I know there's always been a lot of fear out there. In 2012, when I started Sacred Activations, I was all into the fear. They were sending ships here and there, and they were going to start this war and that war. And I was in all of it. Oh my God, what are they going to do? We got to stop this, blah, blah, blah. I was in it. I was stuck in that. And I worked on myself and worked on myself, because none of that stuff happened. Worked on myself. And started shifting it where I no longer focused on that, or politics, or anything that's negative that's going on. If I hear about it, I send it love. I don't send worry. I send love. And then I disconnect and let it go. So the other day, I was talking to a friend of mine in Turkey. She had this fire coming over the hill towards her house. She said, what do? I said, talk to it. Send it love. The next morning, and I sent it love. And she said, yeah, it stopped right away. It was this huge raging fire. She sent me this photo. We have the power to do that. You have the power to do that. You have the power to create heaven on earth, to create a healing studio, to create whatever it is you desire. I mean, if you want to feed the homeless, you have the power to create that. But you got to create it out of love, not out of lack. So I'm not saying don't be of service. Of course you be of service. But you also have to be of service to you and your family and your friends. It's all important. And you can do this. You do have the power. I want to remind you, you're the creator of your world. Nobody's going to save you. We have a lot of support here to help us. There's a lot of energies here to distract us, but that's okay. Because if you knew how powerful you were and how amazing you were, you would never fear the light. I mean, fear the dark or demons or anything else like that. I had this experience in Bodrum, Turkey. I was laying in bed, taking a nap, and my oldest son was off and on heroin. And I was telling this demon to leave him alone. And every time I did, this demon got bigger and it got it right in my face. And I screamed out, "Help, Archangel Michael. Help, Lord Metatron." And I heard instantly, "You got this." And I, for just a fraction of a second, I was like, "What do you mean I got this?" And the next thing I know, my energy shot up. Whew. And I looked, and I was this pillar of light. And I looked at this big, huge, scary demon. And he was the size of a fly. And I blew on him. Whew. And I saw him tumble and go away. And I never told my son about this experience. And about 6 months later, because I was traveling around Europe, I came back and I was in Florida. And he told me he was at work and his boss had brought him heroin and he did it. And the next day when he showed up to work, his boss handed him heroin again and he handed it back to him and he quit. And when we talked about the dates about when this happened, it was the same time. So can you affect other people and help other people around the world? Of course you can. But you don't have to know you're doing it. It doesn't matter. And when you do work on yourself, know that you are helping the whole world. So if you want to be assistance in the world, take time to work on yourself. That's how you can help the world. You don't have to do it outside. You don't have to do it on a stage. You don't have to go march. Please don't go march. Or whatever. When you work on yourself, you affect the whole world and change your life. Because we are going into world peace. I know we are. I know we are. And it's through you is how we get there. It's through you. So think about how amazing that is that you are creating peace in the world. You are creating your heaven on earth. That you can truly do that and you have the power to do that right here and right now. Now, I mentioned earlier to write down 30 things that you want to change in your life. I want you to come up with solutions for them or pray on them. See positive how they're shifting. Say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then write the opposite of it. What would be good? What's the opposite of that? That would be good for you. And then look at that every day and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And read those off. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So if I touch your heart and you're attracted to what I have to say to you, again, I have tons of free content. I have practitioner trainings and I have webinars that I do constantly to help you. And then right now, if you see a painting behind me, it's Empowered Healers. And that's a program I have going right now. And it's helping people change their subconscious belief systems so that they can be an empowered healer. I have classes and activations for whatever it is you want to work on. And it's magical. You just have to listen to it. And then things just start changing in your life. It's truly unbelievable, crazy, incredibly powerful. That just blows me away. And I'm so excited I get to do this. This was given to me as a gift to share with you. And that's what I'm doing. And that's why I'm here. And always my passion has been world peace. So therefore my passion is you, to help you create your peace in your life. Thank you. I'm going to run a couple sacred activations for you now. So I invite you just to go inside and just close your eyes if you can. And I'm going to run the heaven on earth activation, which is going to clear your suffering and your pain for the world. Okay, going into the next activation. Polar opposites. So think about something that runs in your mind constantly, what fear or anger or whatever that is that keeps running in your mind. I want you to focus on that. Anger and resentment is another activation I'm going to run. So just keep focusing on whatever that is. Okay, good. This is going to keep working with you for days, weeks, even months after today. It'll keep shifting your energy and rewriting your software, rewriting your subconscious programming, and it will keep elevating your consciousness and expanding your consciousness just from what we just did. And I thank you for joining me. I thank you for being here. And I'm so excited to help you shift your life into the incredible being that I know you are, because I can see how amazing you are. And I know you are. I want you to see what I see and what others see, how incredible you are and beautiful, and what a beautiful heart you have. You're so amazing. Thank you so much for joining me today. Next week is really fantastic. One of Sacred Activation's practitioners. She is an animal communicator and healer, and she's absolutely beautiful. She helped me with my cat, Coco Puffs. He got knocked out of his body, and she helped me communicate with him, because when you're in stress, it's hard to talk and have that clear channel. At least it was for me. And she helped me talk to Coco Puffs, and he came back into his body, and he's living really good. And I almost lost him. So I'm so thankful for her. She works with big cats, horses. I mean, she's really beautiful soul. So anything to do with animals will be on next week's show. Thank you. Sending you lots of love, and have a beautiful day. The power.
tears.